call you in and tell you we got to lay you off this your last day. And y'all know good and well how we are. Y'all know just if you need that job, you get ready, you shaking your neck, you can't wait to go in, cause the first time I get to talk to the boss, I'm gonna cuss him out, I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind, and then you in the plant or in the office, you mad with everybody in there, cause you declined somebody and told all your business, cause you wanna know if I got fired, did you get fired too, amen. Young folk, don't y'all look at me like that, y'all just stand up and roll a paper, y'all just took a test and you didn't get the grades you thought you got, and you mad with everybody. Girl, let me see your paper, let me see what you got, cause
yep.
You know she ain't that smart, so she got an A or a B, at least I'll show you how to see, dog. And I wanna talk to the professor,
yep.
I wanna talk to the teacher, I wanna talk to somebody till I find out why did this mess happen. Y'all know what I'm talking about up in here, and what I'm saying to you is, don't lose. That's my first point, and cool is fine. My first point, I got it here on the paper. Don't lose your control. Don't lose control. Don't lose your composure. Don't blow up and get angry. Don't get mad about a situation before you look into the situation and find out what it is. As a matter of fact, watch your circle of friends. Watch when somebody come and tell you something about somebody, because some people know you hot-headed. So they don't
get
scared to do what they want to do, but they know you don't like the person that they really want to tell all, so they'll come and tell you about it, and they'll make it real juicy, and by the time they get you railed up, you mad, amen.
Amen.
Because the thing is, you can let your emotions control you. But if you're a Christian, the Bible says that we're supposed to act a certain way. Because people are watching you. So you can't let your emotions get out of control. So my first point is, don't lose control. Amen. Don't let your temper get the best of you. Amen. Because the Bible says that the Lord orders your steps.
Yep.
This is for somebody. I'm going to my next point. I hope I ain't up here long. The first bullet point is, after you don't lose your control, you got to realize if you say that God ordered your step, God put you in that situation. God put you there because you can handle it, but he put you there so he can get the glory. Okay, yeah, it's still slow right there. Daniel is in that situation because God allowed him to go into slavery in the Babylon. Then he refused to give up, amen, his kingdomship, or he refused to act like the world, amen. And he still keeps his integrity despite what, amen. And so God, and whatever you are in your life, whatever job you own, whatever trouble in your life, whether it's good or whether it's bad, the Bible says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and the called according to his purpose. Wherever you are in your life, God has allowed you to be there because he knows that you can handle the situation, but if you lose your temper, if you lose your composure, you're gonna mess up everything. Let me tell you what you're gonna do if you get mad. You ever got mad at your best friend about what somebody said or something you thought they did, and the very person who was really a good friend to you, now you done went off and cussed them out, you ain't supposed to in 15, 20 years, now all of a sudden you realize you should have never said that, especially if you find out it was all over a lie, and then some relationships you can repair, and other ones you can't.
Yep.
Don't lose your tongue. Don't go off on people to cuss them out. Amen. Step back and exercise your faith, and let God fight your battles, and watch what God will do.
Thank you.
Said that Daniel, when he got caught up, he went to Arioch. This was 14. He went to him, listen to the words. He went to him with counsel and wisdom.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will give you counsel. He'll tell you what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, when you're supposed to do it, and he'll give you wisdom.
Yes.
Y'all say, well, Reverend, how is that? I can't hear the Holy Ghost. It's me. The Holy Ghost is that still small voice inside of you,
yes,
when you know good and well you shouldn't have got in that car. You know good and well you shouldn't have went with them people. You know good and well you should have said what you said. You know good and well you should have quit that job. You know good and well when they were standing there talking about somebody, you should have been talking about that person, because that very person they're talking about is probably the person that has done the most for them. Amen, somebody in this church.
Amen.
Don't lose your composure.
Yeah.
king's mad. The king is angry. I'm going to give you the contrast to this. I'll go to the next point. The contrast is this. Notice that the king got real angry, didn't he? When they couldn't interpret his dream, the king got angry. He got ready to kill everybody. Daniel is one of the ones who get ready to get killed. Daniel didn't even get mad. That's the difference between a child of God and a child of the devil. Let me tell you who you are right now in case you don't know. Even children of God will get mad sometimes. But there's something on the inside of you that won't let you stay mad.
Yeah.
A devil will get mad with you. You at home sleep. They on the phone telling you everything about you. They mad with you. And they waiting for an opportunity to set you up. That ain't nothing but the devil. And then when they see you down, they want to see you down. Amen. That's why I tell you, I down before any some folk in here or out there that don't like me. When you know what I want you, don't let me out there. Turn around. King is mad. Next point is, you got to stay with two, okay? You got to stay with two. You got to maintain yourself, but in love, no matter what folk do. Amen. God expects you to do the right thing, even when other folk do wrong.
Yeah.
Y'all with me on that so far?
Yeah.
I'm done with that point. Next point is, Brother Daniel, of course he didn't get angry. Ain't that right? And he goes before Arioch and he tells him what he wants to tell him. He asked the king for time and gets time. Ain't that right? Look what happened when he got time. Verse 15, he got time. Said, he asked him, said to Arioch, king's captain, why is the priest the king so urgent? Arioch made a decision to know that. Verse 16, so Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king his interpretation. Now, I'm not done with that point, but I got to stop there for a second. Now, you get the opportunity to go see the top man. How you going to act? I just told y'all, some of y'all going to act. I can come to this company, I've been on time, amen. I ain't missing. And then what y'all gonna do, y'all gonna start name dropping. I'm on time, but so-and-so late every day, amen. I'm out here working, they taking breaks, supposed to be back in 30 minutes, they taking 45 minutes to a house. I've been doing everything I supposed to do. How dare you follow me? Take this job and run it. Oh, they said in church.
All right.
But y'all give a point, right? Daniel didn't do that. Daniel walked in, Daniel said, sir, I understand you got a problem, King. And I'm here to help you. And I think that if you give me some time, that I can figure it out. Amen. Y'all remember that? Now, the other people didn't get time because they didn't know how to act. You see how they acted? King, can't nobody do that. What you ask me to do? That's impossible. King, can't nobody do that. Daniel said, oh, King, if you give me a little bit of time, let I know I can't do it, but I know who can do it. If you just give me some time, sometimes you can't make a decision right now. You're going to have a little talk with you.
Yeah.
Hear me? And that's my next point. Once you get in a bad situation, don't go off. Don't lose your composure.
Yeah.
Don't snap.
Yeah.
Don't pray about it.
Yeah.
Bible says, verse 17, then Daniel went to the house and made a decision to know Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and his companion. Y'all know what he did? Brother went to the house. Made a grilled cheese sandwich. Amen. He takes the boys and said, come on over here. I got a problem. Amen. Let's have a prayer meeting. Y'all got it? And the boys came for a prayer meeting. Verse 18 said that they might seek mercy from the God of heaven concerning this secret. Y'all see it? Y'all stop calling folk who can't tell you about yourself. See, y'all think y'all far removed from this book, but y'all not. Y'all know that before some of y'all pick up y'all Bible, y'all will pick up the Burlington Daily Times News and the Lincoln Horoscope. Amen. I'm a Capricorn. Amen. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Leo. What does it say about me today? Because you're trying to know the future, baby. You don't want to know the future. You don't want to know when you're going to die, folk, where you're going to die. You really don't want to know the future. Amen. Let God hold your future in your hand. Y'all do. That's it about the Chaldeans of the Lord. Chaldeans were the ones who looked at books and they looked at the books, amen. So if I drop this handkerchief and Sister Rose called, they're gonna write that down. And they're gonna smile every time they drop a handkerchief in front of somebody, they're gonna call. Now, and look, and if I walk down off this stage, stage and I tripped. Amen. Y'all and the devil come out tonight, 1:39. Y'all gonna be clowned every time a preacher trip, that the devil gonna be 1:39. Y'all gonna write it down in the book. And that's what they were, and it's no different. The same thing folk did back then, because y'all get in church and jump and shout and lose y'all daggone mind. That's why I invite your intelligence to understand the text that God is trying to tell you, baby. He's trying to tell you that when you get in trouble, come to God and pray. Pray I still change this thing. Come on here, people.
Amen.
I know. Pray I still change this thing.
Got the answer to it.
keep on treating folks right. Keep on serving the Lord, because it will pay off.
To the throne of grace.
That I may receive mercy.
That I may receive mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
On my soul.
On my soul.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Father, for I recognize that I am a sinner.
For I recognize that I'm a sinner.
I need your grace.
I need your grace.
And I need your mercy.
And I need your mercy.
I need your forgiveness.
I need your forgiveness.
And I sure enough need your power.
And I need your power.
God, not only bless me.
God, not only bless me.
But bless my sisters and brothers.
But bless my sisters and brothers.
Bless those who are here at church with me.
Bless those who are here at church with me.
Bless my co-workers.
Bless my co-workers.
Bless those who I may go to school with.
Bless those who I may go to school with.
God, I ask you now to bless all the churches.
I need to bless you to all the churches.
God bless this country.
God bless this country.
God forgive us.
God forgive us.
For the way we treat each other.
For the way we treat each other.
You said in your word, Lord.
You said in your word, Lord.
If we will humble ourselves.
If we will humble ourselves.
Seek your face.
Seek your face.
And pray.
Pray.
And turn from our wicked ways.
And turn from our wicked ways.
Then would you hear from heaven.
And then would you hear from heaven.
And heal our land.
And heal our land.
God, we thank you.
God, we thank you.
For hearing our prayer.
For hearing our prayer.
Because I know.
Because I know.
That all power.
Because all power
is in your hands.
It's in your hands.
It's in Jesus' name.
It's in Jesus' name.
That I do count it done.
That I do count it done.
By faith.
By faith.
Let it be so.
Let it be so.
All hearts and minds yielded to the hip and when it comes to your hip. My prayer for you is this, that the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now, and forevermore. If you believe it, sing with the choir.